Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to that truth which frees man from himself and sets him on the pathway of a new experience, which enables him to see through the mist to the eternal and changeless reality. Greetings, hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Restored, Renewed, and Transformed with Tracy Booker, sponsored by Tracy Booker Enterprises, LLC. You can visit the website for more information about our wonderful company at TracyBooker.com. That's TracyBooker.com. I am Tracy Booker, your host, and I am broadcasting live this evening from the East Coast on Blog Talk Radio. And for about the next hour or so, we'll be speaking with you and sharing with you on this great and wonderful medium of Internet radio. I come to you on Transformation Thursdays live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And I ask you to take this time to let someone know we're on the air. We are on Facebook. You'll find us under Tracy M. Booker, and you'll find the show under Restored, Renewed, and Transformed. You'll find that like page out there. We invite you to go out and like us, and you'll find us on Twitter also, and our tag there is Metamorphors, as well as on LinkedIn. So we're pretty visible out there in cyberspace or on the internet, or however you choose to kind of term that. But I think you do understand what I'm coming from with that. But let somebody know that we're on the air. And for those who would love to dial in, please do so. We'd love to have you chat with us. And that number is area code 347-855-8776. Again, 347-855-3776. And you're in for such a treat this evening. So you like I said, you want to let someone know that we're on the air, and we do invite you to take a part tonight. You can find us by way of our show page on blogtalkradio.com /restore-renew-transformed. And you can log right on in. And it's a pleasure to see as many guests as we do have live with us tonight. We welcome you all, and as well as those who have decided to call in and to hear a good piece of information tonight as we talk about vision and visioning. So, and just like any other time, that, you know, this is just let you know, this is a forum where we are focusing on empowerment, restoration, renewal, and transformation of the mind through thought-provoking conversations and interviews with diverse visionaries who encourage and do invoke positive life change. And when we are on the air, and by way of what you will hear on our archives, we strive to share an uplifting, a liberating, as well as an enlightening, powerful, and positive discussion with the outcome to be the renewing of our mindset. We talk in terms of the subconscious versus our conscious mind, positivity, thinking, and exhibiting on a higher level of consciousness. And this is where you are urged as the listener to move, get moving. And you do that beginning with the conversion of your mind. You have to have a change of mind. Then you move on to transformation, change, and movement to your own personal level of greatness and mastery. Again, it all starts with the renewing of your mind. So as usual, I expect nothing less than an action-packed and in-depth discussion on what I term as universal subject matter, because it does pertain to all who will lift their mind, open their mind, make a connection, and receive. Today is the 1st of March. We are quickly approaching the beginning of spring and leaving out of winter, although throughout much of our country, I know many places, it's felt like spring throughout the winter months, but we still do know that it is winter time. And with the coming spring in about another 3 weeks or so, that will bring with it newness and growth, warmth, also goodness. And it's also a positive turning point in the universe. And we all have such a great opportunity to watch all of that unfold day by day and minute by minute, even second by second. So I just want to share with you that I'm excited about the opportunity given to all of us, you and I, for positive changes to take place in our lives. We have that opportunity. It all starts again with the mindset. If you believe you do, you that's just the very beginning. The believing gets to the knowing. Our futures are bright, and there's a lot that lies at our hands to take advantage of. So in that, let's just grab a hold. Let's grab a hold to all those good things. And tonight, this show promises to be a thought-provoking blast. You're going to get a lot of wonderful information from my special guest this evening, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson. She is the CEO of Marquee Consulting and the innovator of the Vision Weekend Conference. We're going to talk a lot about that. So if you're thinking that vision only has to do with what you see out of your natural eyes, think again, because we're getting ready to go to another level in regards to whether or not we can see clearly. Can you see clearly? Do you have 20/20 vision in all endeavors of your life, every area, every aspect? So I'm going to invite you right now to grab a piece of paper or a pad of paper. You probably need more than one. A pad of paper and pen, pencil, whatever it is you need. Grab your laptop, your iPad, whatever you need in order to take some really great notes, because Dr. Clark Hudson is really going to give it to us really, really good. You're going to be really happy with what you get. And I'm going to give you a moment to do that while we play a spot from our sponsor, and that's Restoration Credit Repair. And take a listen, and I'll see you in about a minute.
Tired of being turned down? Tired of paying high interest rates? Tired of having bad credit? Restoration Credit Repair can help you regain control legally and affordably. Restoration Credit Repair can remove such items as collections, charge-offs, repossessions, late payments, tax liens, foreclosures, judgments, and bankruptcy. Restoration Credit Repair are members of the Better Business Bureau, a 72-hour cancellation policy with a money-back guarantee. You have your rights? Don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call Restoration Credit Repair today at 1-888-417-8556. Again, Restoration Credit Repair, 888-417-8556. Restoration Credit Repair, helping you piece your money together.
All right, Restoration Credit Repair, one of our sponsors here. And when you give a call to that number, that's 888-417-8556, you want to ask for Robert Redding, Robert Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G. Give him a call. Many people do have issues with regards to credit and debt consolidation and various things, and nothing to be ashamed of, but when the tools are available to help you, then most definitely you want to get in touch with the people who can help you. They are, as the commercial lets us know, supported by the Better Business Bureau, been in business for about 15, 16 years now, have a great and stellar reputation in the community and nationwide. So give them a call again, 888-417-8556. And we are about to go live here with our special guest for the evening, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson. She is a nationally recognized empowerment specialist and inspirational professional speaker, certified coach, and I call her a media mogul. I also call her an overcomer because of the life that she is living and has lived, and we'll talk more about that from a very personal place when she does join us on the air. She has had over 20 years experience in helping others to lead purpose-driven, authentic, and empowered lives. And she continues to bring insight, hope, and solutions to our current and future leaders. Very, very well-rounded. She is a role model who demonstrates the ability for people to overcome adversity. And she began her own life journey in Jamaica, where she was born and raised, the daughter of great, wonderful, dedicated, loving parents. And her mother had such wonderful dreams for her. And as a child, in her adolescence, at 14 years old, Daphne lost her mother. And even, she says, without much money or formal education, she was determined to lead a purpose-driven life. Wonderful. And she found opportunities to shine time after time. And she became a registered nurse, a career coach, and a program director. And even with all of those great things, she knew that there was something more. So she launched out into the deep, launched a new career in the United States, and she became a professional in the sales arena and in management as well as coaching. And she has earned her PhD. And that's wonderful accomplishments. And, you know, throughout all of what she's done, she always finds time to help others. You know, she has an extensive bio, but I just want to let you know, we're going to talk some more about it. Rather than me continue to read, this much I do want to share with you, and that is her vision, because we'll talk about that too. And her vision is to, Daphne's vision is to help to create a world that functions better because people are empowered, responsible for their own destinies, and leading authentic, inspired life. Daphne believes that in motivating, inspiring, and teaching others about empowerment, authentic, purpose-driven living, and honest, ethical communications, that she can help others to manifest successful professional and personal lives. And it is also Daphne's vision to build an empowerment institute, beautiful, where people from all over the world can merge ideas, challenges, hopes, and dreams in a retreat-like environment. I believe that's something I would really love to be a part of. And I would like for you at this time, to the listening audience, please help me to welcome Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson. Hello, how are you this evening, Daphne?
I am wonderful, Miss Tracy. How are you? And thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. I am the show and my audience. We are all blessed to have you on the air with us tonight to share with us in regards to vision.
Yes.
And to maybe for some out there to put some new clothes on that, you know, because sometimes I think we may just see it as just what we're looking at with our natural eyes. And we're going to talk about that and really get into the vision weekend conference, which is about to take place and which is going to be a dynamic and wonderful event.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Absolutely. Well, let's get right on into it. And as I was sharing with the audience, just letting them know, I didn't read nearly as much of your bio as I could have.
No, you don't need to bore them.
Well, I believe it'll be an inspiration, because I tell you, even I knowing some things, but when I read again, I was just inspired. You just never know what you do to touch someone.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that, and with regards to your childhood in Jamaica and all, you know, what I see is that every day has not been easy.
I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies, as you mentioned, and I still am the daughter of James Clark and Leonora Scarlett Clark, who were farmers.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were not academically astute or anything like that, but they grew me with strong values and morals. And like in Jamaica, a lot of times you would hear the older people say that common sense is more worthwhile than education. And they would always say that, and the older I get, Tracy, I better understand that statement. Because you would see great manifestation of that, like when you go to the farmer's market and the farmers would calculate 100-pound weight of such and such at so much money, and they didn't have a calculator. And majority of those people didn't know how to read, but they could, like the snap of a finger, they could calculate it. So I grew up very poor, not having a lot of material things, but values was on the top of the list. My mother was a devoted Christian. My father went to church on those special days. One of those special days he would go was harvest, when you get to show off your produce from your farm at the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go at Christmas and Easter Sunday and New Year's Sunday. So that was it for my father. But my mother and I always go. My mother took active part in the church. So I grew up knowing that there was someone greater than my family and myself. And at the time, I was more into religion, because I was born and raised in the Moravian church.
Yeah.
I didn't understand about spirituality, and it wasn't until I got older, as a matter of fact, when I came here to the United States, that I could differentiate between religion and spirituality. But yeah. I lost my mother at 13 plus, and that was a devastating time for me. However, I would always hear my mother's voice in the back of my head telling me, "You're going to become a nurse," because my mother was an asthmatic. And when my father would go to the fields, and if she was having an asthmatic attack, I would have to stay home from school and be with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I would, like, cuddle her up and just hold her when she could hardly breathe on my chest, you know, and she would say, "Oh, you're going to be a good nurse." And the difference, you're going to be wearing a uniform and getting paid, but you're going to be a good nurse. So even though my mother died when I was so early, I still felt compelled that I had to do nursing because I knew that that was what Mama wanted for me. But as you shared with the listeners, even then I was, when I was working in that vocation, I was good at it, but I knew there was a big void inside of me.
Yes.
And I wasn't sure what that void was. And I left hospital nursing. I went to work into the community health, public health. And when I was in public health, the void kind of narrowed a little, but there was still some emptiness. And then I went into the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, which now that I am a customer and doing coaching, I realized that that was what I was doing because we were identifying the skills and talents of people and showcase them. Whether it is in the culinary or arts and crafts, you would work with them to sharpen those skills and to showcase them. And that's the career I left behind when I came to the U.S. and started out. So this is why it was not challenging for me to transition into coaching because that's what I was created to do.
Yes, I understand. And so you just had a yearning for more. And I understand that when there's an emptiness inside, you have to push forward more.
You know, Stacey, as we look over our lives, a lot of times people say, oh, well, I don't know what I'm born to do. Oh, no, I don't know. Yes, you do. Because as I look over, even when I was working in the hospital, the one complaint all of my supervisors, my coworkers had was that I talk a lot. Every patient you go to give the medication, you must have a long conversation. Why? And I don't know, but I have to talk to you. I couldn't just walk up to you and say, Miss Booker, sit up and take your medication. I said, Miss Booker, are you sleeping? Did you eat breakfast today? You had dinner? Wonderful. How much of your dinner you ate? Did you have any visitor? And we talk. And then I say, oh, okay, Ms. Booker, here is your medication. All right? And you can imagine when there's 25 and 30 patients on the ward, that's going to take a little time, right? My co-workers go and they said, oh, Ms. Booker, medicine time, sit up, Ms. Booker, take your medication. Mr. James, take your medication. And bam, 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 they finish in, you know, an hour or 45 minutes, and it's taking me 2 hours and more because I have to talk to everybody. So when I found something where I could talk to people and let them realize how precious they are and help them to identify their greatness, you know that's a match made in heaven. So if we steel ourselves enough, we can look on those habits and practices that we are involved in and know that this is part of what we're called to do.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, given all of that and then, you know, your ascension and attaining, I should say, other levels of your own personal greatness professionally and even spiritually as you have spoken in terms of what is the greatest lesson that you've learned that you can share with us? And I know you've learned many, but what have you learned to this point based upon those things?
The greatest lesson to choose one out is that when you choose to listen intently, you will get the answer to anything you want. A lot of times through my listening, information that I needed, I didn't even have to request it.
Yes.
It comes to me. And a lot of times people are talking to me and they are not accustomed to have people to listen to them. And I'm listening and they will stop, they'll interrupt themselves to ask me if I'm here. And I'm saying, yes, I'm here. I'm listening to you. So I know that each and every time, regardless of what I'm doing or looking to do, when I extend great listening skills, it gives me everything I want. And a lot of times we are missing out because we're always talking. We're always talking. We don't listen enough.
Yes. We are in agreement. And you say, if we listen intensely, if we listen with an open mind, so
mm-hmm.
we are able to receive, we can have anything that we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in keeping with what we talk about here is that the mindset has changed and you're able to relate on a greater level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not the run of the mill, you know.
That's right. That's right.
You have stretched some for that. Yeah, and you're showing us that. You have to stretch some for that because from a nurse to PhD and your own business and entrepreneurism and so many other things that help others. And I want people to understand, we're not talking about, oh, I'm rolling in the dough and you may be. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about having something, receiving in your mind, receiving of in and of your spiritual self, you know, what you can do because you have the ability. It is already there. You just have to move on it. You have to hear spirit. That's what I believe I'm receiving from you. You have to
That's
hear.
Right. And, you know, Tracy, I'm glad that we are having this conversation. And it was intent when I mentioned at the top of our conversation that I made a differentiation between spirituality and religion.
Yes.
Because
Absolutely.
Grew up not knowing the difference, and I'm not rebuking those people who still don't. What I'm
Yes.
doing is challenging them to go out and make the differentiation.
Yes.
Because when I found out that once I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
I was entitled to be a heir to his throne, to his kingdom, to his
sure.
abundance.
Yeah.
It didn't matter my age. It didn't matter my sexuality, the color
right.
of my skin. None
mm-hmm.
of that happened.
Absolutely.
Whenever I want something, I have the right to go to him. I
yeah.
could be the same person Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I didn't need to be super religious on Sunday. And Monday
yeah.
when I go to work, I can do something else. And then Sunday again, I can be the same person. I don't have to switch personalities. And I understand that because of that power and that right that he has given me as his child.
Mm-hmm.
Live a life of abundance without lack, without poverty.
Right.
I can focus on my purpose, why I am here. I have a true understanding to whom I belong. I know that nobody, it doesn't matter what they say or do, cannot rob or deprive me from the heritage of my Father.
Absolutely. And, you know, what a wonderful example to use because in the body, Jesus the man showed us, you know, what to do and instruction, you know, these things and greater. We are not supposed to be blind. We're not supposed to be hindered. We're not supposed to think or exercise under a feeling of I do not deserve, not when you know, we're speaking in terms of abundance in those things. But and you're absolutely right. So both that's a wonderful lesson to have learned, you know, just multifaceted there. And, you know, you cannot help but to be grateful, I'll say it
mm-hmm.
that way,
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
all that you have experienced, even, and you said it before, even the bad, the what would be, termed as maybe the negative things, but you use those as building blocks and stepping stones in order, again, and I'm going to use my own little idiom here, to get to the next level of greatness.
Yes, because you mentioned about me categorizing me as an overcomer. And this is why I spend a great amount of time focusing and restructuring adversity when I speak to people, because there's a lot out there about overcoming adversity. And as women, sometimes it can be a lengthy process for us to overcome certain things. And what I have found out during my life and on my adversity journey, I have found out that when I took the time to dissect whatever situation I was going through and to pull those lessons out from them and learn from those lessons, I could embrace the adversity and make advantages out of it. For example, when a family member of mine was incarcerated, was a devastating time for me. And it was a time when I could have gone to the mental institution. But you know what I did, Tracy? I registered myself in school. This way, I was not going to be home having any downtime to worry about that. I went Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Saturdays, all days, and Sunday mornings.
Right.
People always say to me, oh, but you're gone every day. I say, yeah, I'm working on something. I didn't say nothing what I'm working on. Because next time, next thing, they're going to tell me my age and all of that, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember while I was doing that and just pressing through and just doing everything I needed to do to keep my mind occupied as much as I could, then my car transmission died. And I was in my office one day, and I got a call from a young man who told me he was calling from Ashford University. And he said, oh, they do online studies. And I said, oh, no, you calling the wrong person. By this time, I was out of school maybe about almost a year because the car situation. And I couldn't go. And he said, well, you know, you can apply to come to school online. And I said, no, I couldn't do that. Because I'm touchy-feely. I have to be in the classroom. I said, young man, I don't think you know my age. And he repeated my age on my birthday. So I know he had got my records from University of Bridgeport, where I was attending, traditional college. And he said, well, listen, you are so sure that your whole student loan, you couldn't make it, and all of a sudden, why don't you let me continue my work? And to show you that, yes, you can enroll on here. So, Tracy, I said yes to him quickly because I figured, oh, no, I'm not going to get in. That was the only time I didn't have any faith because I'm thinking at my age and everything, online studies is for young people who is savvy with the computers and all of that. Well, he was supposed to call me back in a week. He called me back in 3 days. And told me that with my GPA and everything, the counselor is going to call me because they want to admit me there. I tell you, Tracy, I went to that university. I made the dean's list. I was making email blasts all over the place. A friend of mine replied and said, you ought to make the dean's list because you're paying your own school fee.
Yeah, well, I understand all of that. And that's a wonderful, wonderful example, you know, because you had to really change your mindset. You know,
exactly.
You had to see
a paradigm. It's a 199 paradigm twist. And that's what we have to understand. You cannot go around with things that you think is normal. Because if we want to excel in this life, you cannot be a normal person. You've got to be you always need to be reinventing who you are. Because that's the only person you have control over. It's yourself. Not your spouse, not your siblings, not your children. Just you. And you need to be creative in reinventing who it is you deserve to be. And even when you think you make it, challenge yourself again to go further.
Yeah. Well, Daphne, listen, in order to be able to move forward on a positive path, as you have exemplified for us, I know that one must have clarity of vision. You know,
mm-hmm,
you have
mm-hmm.
to be. Now, remember that song years ago, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all obstacles have
those
are
gone.
Be blind, it's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Now,
mm-hmm.
I remember that song from a kid. I was a little girl when that song was out, but I remember the words.
Mm-hmm.
And they make so much sense even to life right now. You know, in speaking in terms of vision, please define for the audience what vision is and how we can attain clarity of vision.
I'm making it extremely simple.
Mm-hmm.
One's vision is the source and hope for your life. So don't get it complicated. What is it you want for your life? It is the source and hope of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Part A. Now, in order to have clarity of your vision, you must have your purpose clear. Because vision without purpose and purpose without vision is not going to happen.
Sure.
So once you have the understanding of your purpose, why you were created, not your career, not your training, not what you have all the accolades for, but when
right.
you look deep down inside of you, your core, authentic
yes.
Daphne or authentic Tracy, what is
yes.
that telling you? Not what you went to school for. Because there are
mm-hmm.
lots of people who went to school for something and it's not their purpose. They spend a lifetime doing it. And when they retire, then they go out and do what they were called to do. So once you have a clarity on what your purpose is, then you sit down and you look on it in your vision. And let me tell you something. You cannot look physical sight to vision. When I'm working on a vision board with somebody and my clients and everything, and before
sure.
they start putting any paper or anything together, we sit in silence with eyes closed and all of that, and I want them to look deep inside of them what they can see.
Yes.
A lot of times they have the paper, and I said, your pen is there. Just jot down what you see without your eyes even opening. Because until you can see from your spirit, from your authentic core, that's what you want for your life, it's not going to mm-hmm. happen. Because when we focus on our vision, Tracy, people
mm-hmm.
are telling us we are crazy. Because you know
yeah.
what? They can't see it. And that's
okay.
all right, because it's not theirs. They're not supposed to see it. You have to have clarity for yourself. You have to know like you know your name.
Yeah.
This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm called to do. I know that this is supposed to happen. This is what I see. This is what my creator instruct me to do. Not what Tracy tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What your creator tells you. And a lot of times, I was glad when you say it is a new mindset. Because you
mm-hmm.
know, your mind is always in conflict with your spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
Because in your mind, it's all those things that you have heard all over your lifetime. You are no good, you are fat, you are black, you are ugly, you are this, you are the other. You know all the labels that they put on us. So
sure.
every time your spirit shows you that vision to help you manifest your purpose, your head is telling you, nah, 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 you can't do that. Ain't nobody ever do that. You kidding me? Why do you think you can do that? You don't have the money, you don't have the support, you don't have the that. But you got to be so certain of the vision. And remember when I tell you, your vision is the source and hope for your life. Not somebody else's hope, yours. But when you are solid on that, you can tell your mind, although we tell our kids it's not polite to say shut up, But this is one time I take permission in telling my mind, shut up. You are not in control of my spirit.
Yeah, you have to overcome that, and you're right about it. You know, in the introduction of the show, I tell the listeners that we are talking in terms of subconscious versus conscious mind, and you're right. And many times, maybe older people might say it's the spirit and the flesh warring, but you have to silence the dream killers, whether that's in and of yourself and you're wrestling with something, or somebody's telling you what you can't do. I've seen many people who have had wonderful outlook on life and on various things that they wanted to do, and there was always somebody there to tell them what cannot do or how stupid the idea is, but we don't know each other's path. Now that's the lesson that I'm learning now. I don't know your path. You know, I don't know my best friend's path. I don't know that, you know. So I am learning to be careful about what I say is not for that person to do or whatever. I just don't know. So, you know, Daphne, I'm short-hating it. We only got about 17 minutes left. So, you know, let's get into more of your ideology and talking in terms of vision, and you do that on a large scale. Creator of the Vision Weekend Conference. It's an exciting event. So I'm going to give you this time to talk about the conference, the history, and what's about to take place, the wonderful keynote speaker, and the lineup of just great folks who are going to come talk about some of what we're talking about here now. So what's getting ready to happen at the end of the month?
What has happened, 19 of my colleagues and I have come together because we are sick and tired of entrepreneurs and small business people sitting around complaining and pointing fingers. So we have decided that because all of us has a passion for entrepreneurship, we need to create a system that will help people manifest their greatness and help to give them clarity of their vision. Now, the Vision Weekend was entrusted to me maybe around about 5 years ago. I, as a matter of fact, the other day, one of my clients reminded me that I keep talking about it when I got the vision, the dream that I was awakened by. So I'm going to go back to the first time the Vision Weekend conference was entrusted in me. I was at a retreat maybe 9 years ago at Haines Falls, New York. And we did a two-hour silence activity. And out of that silence activity was when the Lord rested my spirit to do the vision retreat. Yeah. At the time, I did not see it as a conference. And then around 5 years ago, which was 4 years after I got the initial message, I was awakened one night like, I'm not sure, Tracy, if you know what a bullhorn is.
Yes.
It's something that they used to do announcements. And that was what I was awakened by. I saw that in my dream, like somebody held the bullhorn to my ear saying, Vision Weekend, Vision Weekend, Vision Weekend. And I jumped up in my bed. And I was alone there. It was dark and everything. And I grabbed my journal, and I scribbled on my page. I didn't even turn the light on, and I sat up. And it seems as if I fell asleep sitting up, because after that, I was awakened again, and the words, conference for entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And I spoke to a few people about it, and, of course, you know, a lot of people have everything to say, why you shouldn't do it and all of that and all of that. And I was waiting on the support of others, and I was driving down the expressway one day in my car, and again, I heard like someone in the back seat talking about the Vision Weekend conference, and that was in 2010. So we did that the first time. And this time we have come together to work with entrepreneurs to give them tools and techniques that they can use to build their businesses and make more money. Because everything we do, whether we do in ministry or anything, we need money to do that. We want to teach them how to attract customers and clients. We want to help them to understand about creative marketing and branding, because us as a people, a lot of us have our things out there just unprotected. And that's why people are stealing what we have. So we're going to speak with them about understanding branding. We are going to help them understand utilizing the global platform. I was sitting here with a big old grin on my face when you were talking about how people could utilize your show. And I said, isn't that the truth? Wherever they are, they can tap into it. And it's the same thing with entrepreneurship. We no longer need to be doing business in our local zip code. We can do business around the world, and we need to position ourselves to do that. We're going to teach them how to network with their peers and to gain and secure partnerships. If you want a coach or a mentor, you are going to have it there. If you're looking about joint ventures, it's going to be there. If you want to talk about how to get your website in the on the top of the search engine, we are having an expert there to talk to you about that. Right. We are going to also launch a system there at the conference that will hold you accountable for when you come back in the years ahead. We are looking to build people, Tracy, people who come to this first conference. When conference comes 2014, I would love to see some of those people on the speaking platform saying about what the conference has done for them.
Absolutely.
And the conference is designed to educate, inspire, and educate the attendees. And people are probably asking, but who is it for? It is for entrepreneurs, small business owners. If you are into marketing, if you're a coach or an author, or if you're just thinking of starting your business, that's the best place to be, because we have our business consultants who are also on the platform. If you're into marketing, or if you're in a company now and you're thinking that it is time for me to go out and do my own thing, that's the place to be, because you'll be there before you start to do anything, and we will help you to organize that in the right way. Our keynote speaker is Mr. Simon T. Bailey, who is number one globally. We have a speaker coming in from Israel. We have one person from Scotland. We have one person that is coming from Hawaii. And the rest of the platform span across different states in the United States of America. So people are coming together because they are passionate about us making a dent. Everybody's talking about recession. And we want, when the economy comes around, we want to have a testimony about what our contribution to the turning around of the economy is. Because, Tracy, you and I know the entrepreneurs have a great investment in the economy. It is depending on us greatly. So this is why we have the Vision Weekend Conference, where we can come together with some of the greatest minds in entrepreneurs. And the unique thing about this conference, we are not having breakout rooms. Every person will hear all the speakers. So you don't have to think, well, I want to go hear Tracy and Daphne is being done at the same time. No. Everybody will get to hear everybody. So it's like a puzzle. You get some information from this speaker and that speaker, and it helps you to put your puzzle together.
And that's wonderful, Daphne. And, you know, just to have the opportunity to hear everyone, and as I, you know, and have visited several times the website, visionweekendconference.com, there are so many people I am very familiar with and have followed, and their advice and so on and so forth in regards to the business. You have a dynamic lineup. I don't think I've seen one like this in quite some time. But to be able to get all of it rather than having to choose an A or a B, workshop or whatever, that quite innovative. And for those who will be able to attend, you definitely going to be blessed and fortunate to receive what you will receive. And that website again is visionweekendconference.com. So you want to go out there, take a look, and we can still register. Is that correct, Daphne?
Yes, people can still register, and we still have opening for vendors. And on the website, people can just download the form if they want to be an advertiser and a vendor. It's right there on the form. They can click on it and download that and just communicate with us what they want to do, yes.
Okay.
And we don't have any group rate listed, but if people think they have a group that they want to bring a group, they can email us or just contact us, and then we can discuss with them a group rate if they have five or more people in a group. And the other thing that's there too, Tracy, we have an affiliate program that if people are interested, they can make $100 commission for every person that they help promote it to that register to come to the conference. But that's something they can look into as well.
Very innovative, again, affiliate program. That's great. So, you know, if you can get 6, 7, 8, 9 people to register for the course, you all work it out, and everybody can go. I may be able to, for free. So
that's right. If you sell, you can make some money. You end up going for free. If you are a true entrepreneur, you'll know to utilize that.
Absolutely. So again, very innovative and wonderful event about to come up. And I encourage every one of my listeners, the business owners, and those of you who may be hitting the archives, you know, take a look at this. Definitely don't miss out on it. It's going to be held in New York City.
Yes, at the Broadway Millennium Hotel at 145 West 44th Street. And if people could like us on Facebook, it's facebook.com, Vision Weekend. And also on Twitter, we are Twitter at Vision Weekend 1.
Right.
And we are on LinkedIn and all of those. So if people could just like us there and support us, we would appreciate it.
Yes, and that's going to be March 23rd through the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. And Daphne.
And we are having a gala on the Saturday night. We are having a gala, which is where Simon will be speaking. And the gala is open to people who are not even attending the conference. If you are the general public and you want to buy a ticket for the gala, you can also do that. They should have the tickets up on the website soon. I don't think they are there yet. So they keep checking the website. They'll see the gala tickets up there as well.
And there's something for everyone. So, and Simon T. Bailey is someone you will want to hear speak. You'll be glad.
Right, release your brilliance. If you're holding on to that, he's going to help you to get rid of holding on to all the mediocre things.
Okay. All right. Well, we just have a couple more minutes left, but I want you to share with the audience, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I have, you know, it's a big goal for me. I am vision the retreat center.
Mm-hmm.
That's on my goal. And the other day, the Spirit said to me, you need to have a way that people can donate to the fund, the vision. I keep saying, I wonder if the name is going to change, Lord. I don't know. But it's an empowerment retreat center.
Yeah.
That the Lord wants me to do. And I'm going to find a way to put a button up so people can begin to donate to that. It's going to be a place of revitalization and for people to just come and reinvent who they want to become without any limitations and any restrictions. So I am beginning to put more focus and emphasis on here. And what the Spirit is showing me, I don't need to wait to have the entire thing completed. I can even start in phases. So that's what's my big goal too. I want to do some more books on personal development and empowerment.
Yes.
So.
Okay. So more writing, and I want to let everyone know that Dr. Daphne is an author. She has two books that are currently out. First, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, and the second, Conversation on Success. Please look up. Please grab a copy, and you will be glad that you did. And Dr. Daphne, we're about out of time. Just got about 3 or so minutes left here, and I just want to say thank you for talking with us and in regards to visioning and having a vision and enlarging upon that vision and giving us encouragement to move forward and move on in our lives. It's very, very, very positive. And one more time, just let the listeners know where they can reach you.
For those who want to reach me by telephone, they can call 866-337-3945. Email, they can do Dr. Daphne at visionweekendconference.com or info@daphneclarkhudson.com. And I just pray that there's something I've said, somebody can find a little value out of it. The one thing I want to ask and encourage people to do, listen to your hearts. Listen
yes.
to your hearts. Listen to your hearts. Because that's the authentic part of who you are. And that has more power than the advice that you ask of people who have not done anything with their lives.
Absolutely. Wonderful advice. Great show. Great information. And definitely I have thoroughly enjoyed you and certainly will be asking you to come back and be with us again. We can enlarge upon what we've already started. And just want to thank you again and want to say to our listeners, thank you so much for listening in on this evening and for being back with us. We've been off the air for a little while, and we're back moving full steam ahead, and I just want to give a shout-out to one of my sisters, Renee Kane, or Rita Renee Kane. I am glad to see you on the switchboard tonight. I missed you, and just glad to know that you're out there, and hopefully, and I already know you've already heard something that was beneficial to you. And I invite all of you back next week. Tell a friend, let them know that we are on the air. More great information. Looking to, if not next week, but the week before, I believe we will be talking to Dr. Nathaniel Pollard Jr. You do not want to miss that show. You definitely want to be on the air to hear what he has to share with us. So as in parting, as I say every week, I do tell you, each and every one of you, you know, how blessed I am by your presence. But this week I am going to leave with you just these few words that I've been sharing with people, and that is to create and enjoy a perfect day. Create and enjoy a perfect day and live. And until next week.
Was right there by my side.